join with us.
Macbeth.
He needs not our mistrust since he delivers our offices and what we have to do to the direction just.
Then stand with us. The west yet glimmers with some streaks of day. Now spurs the later traveller apace to gain the timely inn, and near approaches the subject of our watch.
Hark! I hear horses!
Give us a light there, ho!
And is he? The rest that are within the note of expectation already are at the court. A light! A light!
'Tis he!
Stand to it.
There will be rain tonight.
Let it come down!
Jack!
No!
Treachery! Fly, good Fleance, fly! Fly! Fly!
No!
Thou mayest revenge!
Who did strike out the light?
Was it not the way?
There's but one down. The sun is fled.
We have lost best half of our affair.
Well, let's away and say how much is done.
You know your own degrees. Sit down. And first and last, a hearty welcome.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Ourself will mingle with society and play the humble host. Our hostess keeps her state, but in best time, we will require her welcome.
Pronounce it for me, sir, to all our friends, for my heart speaks they are welcome.
See the encounter they with our hearts, thanks. Both sides are even. Here I'll sit in the midst, be large in mirth. Anon, we'll drink a measure the table round.
There's blood upon thy face.
'Tis Banquo's then.
'Tis better thee without than he within. Is he dispatched?
My lord, his throat is cut. That I did for him.
Thou art the best of the cutthroats. Yet he's good that did the like for Fleance. If thou didst it, thou art the nonpareil.
Most royal sir, Fleance escaped.
Then comes my fit again. I had else been perfect. Whole as the marble, founded as the rock. As broad and general as the casing air, but now I am cabined, cribbed, confined, bound in to saucy doubts and fears.
But Banquo's safe.
Aye, my good lord. Safe in a ditch he bides, with 20 treachered gashes in his head, the least a death to nature.
Thanks for that. There the grown serpent lies, the worm that's fled, hath nature that in time will venom breed. No teeth for the present.
Get thee gone.
My royal lord, you do not give the cheer. The feast is sold that is not often vouched.
Ah, sweet remembrancer. Now, good digestion, wait on appetite, and health on both.
May it please your highness sit.
Here, had we now our country's honour roofed, were the graced person of our Banquo present, whom may I rather challenge for unkindness than pity for mischance.
His absence, sir. Lays blame upon his promise. Pleased, Your Highness, to grace us with your royal company.
Come on. The table's full.
Here is a place reserved, sir.
Where?
Here, my good lord. What is that moves Your Highness?
Which of you have done this?
What, my good lord?
My lord?
Thou canst not say I did it. Never shake thy gory locks at me.
Gentlemen, rise. His Highness is not well.
Sit. Worthy friends, my lord is often thus, and hath been from his youth. Pray you keep seat. The fit is momentary. Upon a thought he will again be well. If much you note him, you shall offend him and extend his passion. Feed and regard him not. Are you a man?
Aye, and a bold one that dare look on that, which might appall the devil.
No proper stuff. This is the very painting of your fear. This is the air-drawn dagger which you said led you to Duncan. These flaws and starts, impostors to true fear, would well become a woman's story at a winter's fire authorized by our grandam. Shame itself. Why do you make such faces? When all stung, you look but on a stool.
Prithee, see there, behold. Look. Lo, how say you? Why, what care I? If thou canst nod, speak too. If charnel houses and our graves must send those that we bury back, our monuments shall be the maws of kites.
What? Quite unmanned in folly.
If I stand here, I saw him.
Fie, for shame.
Blood hath been shed ere now, in the olden time. Ere humane statute purged the gentle wheel. Aye, and since too, murders have been performed. Too terrible for the ear. The time has been that when the brains were out, the man would die. And there an end, but now they rise again. With 20 mortal murders on their crowns and push us from our stools. This is more strange than such a murder as...
My worthy lord, your noble friends do lack you.
I do forget. Oh, do not muse at me, my most worthy friends. I have a strange infirmity which is nothing to those that know me. Come, love and health to all. Then I'll sit down. Give me some wine. Fill, full. I drink to the general joy of the whole table and to our dear friend Banquo, whom we miss. Banquo. Would he were here. To all and him we thirst, and all to all.
Our duties and the blessed.
Avaunt and quit my sight! Let the earth hide thee! Thy bones are marrowless, thy blood is cold! Thou hast no speculation in those eyes which thou dost glare with.
Think of this, good peers, but as a thing of custom. 'Tis no other, only it spoils the pleasure of the time.
What man dare, I dare? Approach thou like the rugged Russian bear, the armed rhinoceros, or the Harkin tiger. Take any shape but that, and my firm nerves shall never tremble or be alive again. Endear me to the desert with thy sword. If trembling I inhabit then, protest me, the baby of a girl. Hence, horrible shadow! Unreal mockery! Hence! Why, so, being gone, I am a man again. Pray you, sit still.
You have displaced the mirth, broke the good meeting with most admired disorder.
Can such things be, and overcome us like a summer's cloud, without our special wonder? You make me strange, even to the disposition that I owe, when now I think you can behold such sights, and keep the natural ruby of your cheeks, when mine is blanched with fear.
What sights, my lord?
I pray you, speak not. He grows worse and worse. Question enrages him. At once, good night. Stand not upon the order of your going, but go at once.
Good night, and better health hello, attend his majesty. Lord,
a kind good night to all.
It will have blood, they say. Blood will have blood. Stones have been known to move, and trees to speak. Augurs and understood relations have... by maggot pies and chuffs and rooks brought forth the secretest man of blood. What is the night?
Almost at odds with morning. Which is which?
How sayst thou that Macduff denies his person at our great bidding?
Did you send to him, sir?
I hear it, by the way, but I will send. There's not a one of them, but in his house I keep a servant feed. I will tomorrow, and betimes I will, to the weird sisters. More shall they speak, for now I am bent to know, by the worst means, the worst, for mine own good. All causes shall give way. I am in blood, stepped in so far that, should I wade no more, returning were as tedious as gore. Strange things I have in head that will to hand, which must be acted ere they may be scanned.
You lack the season of all natures. Sleep.
Come, we'll to sleep. My strange and self-abuse is the initiate fear that wants hard use. We are yet but young indeed.
Things have been strangely born. The gracious Duncan was pitied of Macbeth. Marry, he was dead. And the right valiant Banquo walked too late, whom you may say, if to please you, Fleance killed, for Fleance fled. Who cannot want the thought how monstrous it was for Malcolm and for Donald Bain to kill their gracious father? Damned fact! How it did grieve Macbeth, did he not straight in pious rage the two delinquents tear that were the slaves of drink and thralls of sleep?
And I do think that had he Duncan's sons under his key, as, and please heaven he shall not, they should find what 'twere to kill a father. But peace, for from broad words, and because he failed his presence at the tyrant's feast, I hear Macduff lives in disgrace. Sir, can you tell where he bestows himself?
The son of Duncan, from whom this tyrant holds the due of birth, lives in the English court and is received of the most pious Edward with such grace that the malevolence of fortune nothing takes from his high respect. Thither Macduff is gone to pray the holy king upon his aid to wake Northumberland and warlike Seward, that, by the help of these, with him above to ratify the work, we may again give to our tables meat, sleep to our knights, free from our feasts and banquets bloody knives, do faithful homage and receive free honours, all which we pine for now. And this report hath so exasperated the king that he prepares for some attempt of war.
Sent he to Macduff. Oh, some holy angel fly to the court of England and unfold his message ere he come, that a swift blessing may soon return to this, our suffering country, under a hand accursed.
I'll send my prayers with him.
Thrice the branded cat hath mewed.
Thrice. And once the hedge pig whined.
Happier cries, tis time, tis time.
Round about the cauldron go. In the poisoned entry.
Throw.
Tone that under cold
stone.
Days and nights are
31.
Sweltered venom sleeping.
Got.
Boil thou first in the charming pot.
Double, double, toil and trouble.
Fire burn and cauldron bubble.
Fillet of a fenny snake. In the cauldron boil and bake.
Eye of newt and toe of frog.
Wool of bat and tongue of dog.
Adder's fork and blind worm's sting. Lizard's leg and howlet's wing. For a charm of powerful trouble. Like a hell broth, boil and bubble.
Double, double, toil and trouble.
Fire burn and cauldron bubble.
Scale of dragon, tooth of wolf.
Witch's mummy, maw and gulf.
Of the raven, salty shark. Root of hemlock, dig thee the dark.
Liver of blaspheming Jew. Gall of goat and snips of ewe.
Slithered in the moon's eclipse. Nose of Turk and Tartar's lips. Finger of birth, strangled babe. Ditch delivered by a drab.
Make the gruel thick and slab.
Add thereto a tiger's children.
For the ingredients of our cauldron.
Double, double, toil and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble.
Cool it with a baboon's blood. Then the charm is firm and good.
By the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes. Open, locks, whoever knocks.
How now, you secret black and midnight hags? What is't you do?
A deed without a name.
I conjure you, by that which you profess, however you come to know it, answer me.
Speak.
Demand.
We'll answer.
Say, if the hags rather hear it from our mouths
or from our masters.
Call him. Let me see him.
Poor and sow's blood that hath eaten her nine farrow.
Grease that's sweating from the murderer's gibbet, throw into the flame.
Come high or low, thyself an office deathly show.
Tell me, thou unknown power.
He knows thy thought. Hear his speech, but say thou not.
Macbeth! Macbeth! Macbeth!
Beware Macduff! Beware the Thane of Fife! Dismiss me!
Enough!
Whatever thou art, for thy good caution thanks. Thou hast harped my fear aright, but one word more.
He will not be commanded.
Here's another more potent than the first.
Macbeth.
Macbeth? Macbeth?
Had I 3 ears, I'd hear ye.
Be bloody, bold and resolute. Laugh to scorn the power of man.
For none of woman born shall harm
Macbeth.
Then live, Macduff. What need I fear of thee? But yet I'll make assurance double sure, and take a bond of fate. Thou shalt not live. That I may tell pale-hearted fear it lies, and sleep in spite of thunder. What is this? It rises like the issue of a king, and wears upon his baby brow the round and top of sovereignty.
Listen, but speak not to it.
don't care. He chafes and frets all where conspirers are.
Macbeth shall never vanquish he until
great Barnum Wood to hide the singing hill shall come against him.
That will never be.
Who can impress the forest, bend the tree, unfix his earthbound root? Sweet Boardman's good. Rebellious dead, rise never till the wood of Burnham rise, and our high-placed Macbeth shall live the lease of nature, pay his breath to time and mortal custom. Yet my heart throbs to know one thing. Tell me, if your art can tell so much, shall Banquo's issue ever reign in this kingdom?
Seek to know no more.
I will be satisfied. Deny me this, and an eternal curse fall on you. Let me know. Why sinks that cauldron? And what noise is this?
Show his eyes and grieve his heart. Come, thy shadows so depart.
Thou art too like the spirit of Banquo. Down, thy crown to sear mine eyeballs, and thy hair, thou other gold-bound brow, is like the first. A third is like the former. Filthy hags, why do you show me this? A fourth? Start eyes! What, will the line stretch out of the crack of doom? Another yet? A seventh? I'll see no more. And yet the eighth appears, who bears a glass, which shows me many more. And some I see that twofold balls and treble scepters carry. Horrible sight, now I see it is true. For the blood-boltered Banquo smiles upon me and points at them for his. What, is this so?
Aye, sir, this is so. But why stands Macbeth thus amazedly? Come, sisters, cheer we up his sprites and show the best of our delights. I'll charm the air to give a sound while you perform your antic round, that this great king may kindly say our duty did his welcome pay.
Where are they? Gone? Let this pernicious hour stand I accursed in the calendar.
Come in without there!
What's your grace's will?
Saw you the weird sisters?
No, my lord.
Came they not by you?
No, indeed, my lord.
Infected be the air whereon they ride, and damned all those that trust them! I did hear the galloping of horse. Who was came by?
Tis two or three, my lord, that bring you word Macduff has fled to England.
Fled to England?
Aye, my good lord.
Time thou anticipatest my dread exploits. The flighty purpose never is o'ertook unless the deed goes with it from this moment. The very firstlings of my heart shall be the firstlings of my hand. And even now, to crown my thoughts with acts, be it thought and done. The castle of Macduff I will surprise, seize upon Fife, give to the edge of the sword his wife, his babes, and all unfortunate souls that trace him in his line. No boasting like a fool, this deed I'll do before this purpose cool. But no more sights. Where are these gentlemen? Come, bring me where they are!
What had he done to make him fly the land?
You must have patience, madam.
He had none. His flight was madness. When our actions do not, our fears do make us traitors.
You know not whether it was his wisdom or his fear.
Wisdom? To leave his wife, to leave his babes, his mansion and his titles in a place from whence himself does fly. He loves us not. He wants the natural touch. For the poor wren, the most diminutive of birds, will fight her young ones in her nest against the owl. All is the fear and nothing is the love. As little is the wisdom where the flight so runs against all reason.
My dearest Cuz, I pray you school yourself. But for your husband, he is noble, wise, judicious, and best knows the fits of the season. I dare not speak much further, but cruel are the times when we are traitors and do not know ourselves, when we hold rumour from what we fear, yet know not what we fear, but float upon a wild and violent sea each way and move. I'll take my leave of you. Shall not be long, but I'll be here again. Things at the worst will cease, or else climb upward to what they were before, my pretty cousin.
Sir?
Blessing upon you.
Fathered he is, and yet he's fatherless.
I am so much a fool. Should I stay longer, it would be my disgrace and your discomfort. I take my leave at once.
Sarah, your father's dead. And what will you do now? How will you live?
As birds do, Mother.
What? With worms and flies?
With what I get, I mean. And so do they.
Poor bird. Thou'st never fear the net nor line, the pitfall nor the gin.
Why should I, Mother? Poor birds, they're not set for. My father is not dead, for all you're saying.
Yes, he is dead. How will thou do for a father?
Nay, how will you do for a husband?
Why, I can buy me 20 at any market.
Then you'll buy him to sell again.
Thou speaks with all thy wit, and yet he faith with wit enough for thee.
Was my father a traitor, Mother?
Aye, that he was.
What is a traitor?
Why, one that swears and lies.
And be all traitors that do so?
Every one that does so is a traitor, and must be hanged.
And must they all be hanged that swear and lie?
Everyone.
Who must hang them?
Why, the honest men.
Then the liars and swearers are fools, for there are liars and swearers enough to beat the honest men and hang up them.
Now, God help thee, poor monkey. But how wilt thou do for a father?
If he were dead, you would weep for him. If you would not, it were a good sign that I should quickly have a new father.
Poor prattler, how thou talkst.
Bless you, fair dame. I am not to you known, though in your state of honour I am perfect. I doubt some danger does approach you nearly. If you will take a homely man's advice, be not found here. Hence with your little ones. Heaven preserve you. I dare abide no longer.
Whither should I fly? I have done no harm. But I remember now. I am in this earthly world where to do harm is often laudable, to do good sometime accounted dangerous folly. And then, alas, do I put up that womanly defence to say I have done no harm. What are these faces?
Where is your husband?
I hope in no place so unsanctified where such as thou mayst find him.
He's a traitor.
Thou liest, thou shagged villain!
What? You egg? Young fry of treachery!
He has killed me, Mother! Run away! I pray you!
Mother!
Let us seek out some desolate shade and now weep our sad bosoms empty.
Let us rather hold fast the mortal sword, and like good men bestride our downfall birthdom. Each new morn, new widows howl, new orphans cry. New sorrows strike heaven on the face that it resounds as if it felt with Scotland and yelled out like syllable of dollar.
You have spoke, it may be so perchance. This tyrant, whose sole name blisters our tongues, was once thought honest. You have loved him well, he hath not touched you yet. I am young, but something you may deserve of him through me, and wisdom to offer up a weak, poor, innocent lamb to appease an angry god.
I am not treacherous.
But Macbeth is. A good and virtuous nature may recoil in an imperial charge, but I shall crave your pardon. That which you are, my thoughts cannot transpose. Angels are bright still, though the brightest fell. Though all things foul would wear the brows of grace, yet grace must still look so.
I have lost my hopes.
Perchance even there where I did find my doubts. Why in that rawness left you wife and child, those precious motives, those strong knots of love without leave taking? I pray you, let not my jealousies be your dishonours, but mine own safeties. You may be rightly just, whatever I shall think.
Bleed! Bleed! Poor country! Great tyranny, lay thou thy base ashore, for goodness dare not check thee. Wear thou thy wrongs! The title is afeard. I fear thee well, Lord. I would not be the villain that thou think'st for the whole space that's in the tyrant's grasp, and the rich east to boot.
Be not offended. I speak not as an absolute fear of you. I think our country sinks beneath the yoke. It weeps, it bleeds, and each new day a gash is added to our wounds. I think withal there would be hands uplifted in my right, and here from gracious England have I offer of goodly thousands. But for all this, when I shall tread upon the tyrant's head or wear it on my sword, yet my poor country shall have more vices than it had before, more suffer, and more sundry ways than ever by him that shall succeed.
What should he be?
It is myself, I mean, in whom I know all the particulars of vice so grafted that when they shall be opened, Black Macbeth will seem as pure as snow, and the poor estate esteem him as a lamb being compared with my confineless arms.
Not in the legions of horrid hell can come a devil more damned than evils to top Macbeth.
My granted bloody, luxurious, avaricious, false, deceitful, sudden, malicious, smacking of every sin that has a name. But there's no bottom, none, in my voluptuousness. Your wives, your daughters, your matrons and your maids could not fill up the cistern of my lust. Better Macbeth than such a one to reign.
Boundless intemperance in nature is a tyranny. And it hath been the untimely emptying of the happy throne, the fall of many kings. But fear not yet. We have willing dames enough. There cannot be that vulture in you to devour so many as will to greatness dedicate themselves, finding it so inclined.
With this there grows in my most ill-composed affection such a stanchless avarice that were I king, I should cut off the nobles for their lands, desire his jewels in this other's house. And my more having would be as a sauce to make me hunger more, that I should forge quarrels unjust against the good and loyal, destroying them for wealth.
This avarice sticks deeper, grows with more pernicious root than summer seeming lust, and it hath been the sword of our slain kings. Yet do not fear. Scotland hath foisons to fill up your will of your mere own. All these are portable, with other graces weighed.
But I have none, the king becoming graces. Has justice, verity, temperance, stableness, bounty, perseverance, mercy, lowliness, devotion, patience, courage, fortitude. I have no relish of them, but abound in the division of each several crime, acting it many ways. Nay, had I power, I should pour the sweet milk of concord into hell, uproar the universal peace, confound all unity on earth.
Oh, Scotland! Scotland!
If such a one be fit to govern, speak. I am as I have spoken.
Fit to govern? No, not to live. Oh, nation miserable, with an untitled tyrant bloody sceptred, when shalt thou see thy wholesome days again, since that the truest issue of thy throne by his own interdiction stands accursed and does blaspheme his breed? Thy royal father was a most sainted king. The queen that bore thee, oftener upon her knees than on her feet, died every day she lived. Fare thee well! These evils that thou repeat'st upon thyself hath banished me from Scotland. Oh, my breast! Thy hope ends here.
Macduff, this noble passion, child of integrity, hath from my soul wiped the black scruples, reconciled my thoughts to thy good truth and honour. For even now I put myself to thy direction and unspeak mine own detraction. Here abjure the taints and blames I laid upon myself for strangers to my nature. I am yet unknown to woman, never was forsworn. Scarcely have coveted what was mine own. At no time broke my faith, would not betray the devil to his fellow, and delight no less in truth than life. What I am truly is thine and my poor country's to command. Whither indeed, before thy here approach, old Seaward with 10,000 warlike men already at a point was setting forth. Now we'll together, and the chance of goodness be like our warranted quarrel. Why are you silent?
Such welcome and unwelcome things at once. It is hard to reconcile. See who comes here.
My countryman, but yet I know him not.
My ever gentle cousin, welcome hither.
I know him now. Good gods betimes, remove the means that make us strangers.
Sir, amen.
Stands Scotland where it did?
Alas, poor country. Almost afraid to know itself.
It cannot be called our mother, but our grave, where nothing, but who knows nothing, is once seen to smile. Where sighs and groans and shrieks that rent the air are made, not marked. Where violent sorrow seems a modern ecstasy.
Oh, relation, too nice and yet too true. How does my wife?
Why well?
And all my children?
Well too.
The tyrant has not battered at their peace.
No, they were well at peace when I did leave.
Be not a niggard of your speech. How goes it?
Now is the time of help. Your eye in Scotland would create soldiers, make our women fight to doff their dire distresses.
Be it their comfort, we are coming thither. Gracious England hath lent us good Seward and 10,000 men, an older and a better soldier none that Christendom gives out.
Would I could answer this comfort with the like. But I have words that would be howled out in the desert air, where hearing should not latch them.
If it be mine, keep it not from me. Quickly, let me have it.
Let not your ears despise my tongue forever, which shall possess them with the heaviest sound that ever yet they heard.
I guess at it.
Your castle is surprised, your wife and babe savagely slaughtered. To relate the manner were on the quarry of these murdered deer to add the death of you.
Merciful heaven! What man? There, pull your hat upon your brows. Give sorrow words. The grief that does not speak whispers your o'erfraught heart and bids it break.
My children too.
Wife, children, servants, all that could be found.
And I must be from thence. My wife killed too.
I have said.
Be comforted. Let's make us medicines of our great revenge to cure this deadly grief.
He has no children. All my pretty ones, did you say all? Hellkite! All? What, all my pretty chickens and their dammit, one fell swoop?
Dispute it like a man!
I shall do so. I must also feel it as a man. I cannot but remember such things were that were most precious to me. Did heaven look on and would not take their part? Sinful Macduff, they were all struck for thee. Not that I am, not for their own demerits, but for mine. Fell slaughter on their souls. Heaven rest them now.
Be this the whetstone of your sword. Let grief convert to anger. Blunt not the heart, enrage it!
I could play the woman with mine eyes and braggart with my tongue. But gentle heavens cut short all intermission. Front to front, bring thou this fiend of Scotland, and myself within my sword's length set him. If he scape, heaven forgive him too.
This tune goes manly. Come, go we to the king. Our power is ready. Our lack is nothing but our leave. Macbeth is ripe for shaking, and the powers above put on their instruments. Receive what cheer you may. The night is long that never finds a day.
With you, but can perceive no truth in your report. When was it she last walked?
Since His Majesty went into the field, I have seen her rise from her bed, throw her nightgown upon her, unlock her closet, take forth paper, fold it, write upon it, read it, afterwards seal it, and again return to bed. Yet all this while in a most fast sleep.
A great perturbation in nature. To receive at once the benefit of sleep and do the effects of watching. In this slumbery agitation, besides her walking and other actual performances, what at any time have you heard her say?
That, sir, which I will not report after her.
You may to me, and 'tis most meet you should.
Neither to you nor anyone, having no witness to confirm my speech. Lo you, here she comes. This is her very guise, and upon my life, fast asleep. Observe her. Stand close.
How came she by that light?
Why, it stood by her. She has light by her continually. 'Tis her command.
You see her eyes are open.
Aye, but their sense are shut.
What is it she does now? Look how she rubs her hands.
It is an accustomed action with her to seem thus washing her hands. I have known her continue in this a quarter of an hour.
Yet, here's a spot.
She speaks. I will say down what comes from her to satisfy my remembrance the more strongly.
Out. Damn spot. Out, I say. One, two. Why, then? 'Tis time to do it. Hell is murky. Fie, my lord. Fie. A soldier and a feared. What need we fear, who knows it, when none can call our power to account? Yet, who would have thought the old man to have had so much blood in him?
Do you mark that?
The Thane of Fife had a wife. Where is she now? What? Will these hands ne'er be clean? No more of that, my lord. No more of that. You mar all with this starting.
Go to, go to. You have known what you should not.
She has spoke what she should not. I am sure of that. Heaven knows what she has known.
Oh, here's the smell of the blood still. All the perfumes of Arabia will not sweeten this little hand.
What a sigh is there. The heart is solely charged.
I would not have such a heart in my bosom for the dignity of the whole body.
Well, well, well.
Pray God it be, sir.
This disease is beyond my practice. Yet I have known those which have walked in their sleep who have died holily in their beds.
Wash your hands. Put on your nightgown. Look not so pale. I tell you yet again, Banquo's buried. He cannot come out aunt's grave.
Even so.
To bed. To bed. There's knocking at the gate. Come. 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 Give me your hand. What's done cannot be undone. To bed. To bed.
Will she go now to bed?
Directly.
Foul whisperings are abroad. Unnatural deeds do breed unnatural troubles. Infected minds to their deaf pillars will discharge their secrets. More needs she the divine than the physician. God, God, forgive us all. Look after her. Remove from her the means of all annoyance, and still keep eyes upon her. So good night. My mind, she has mated and amazed my sight. I think, but dare not speak.
Good night, good doctor.
The English power is near, led on by Malcolm, his uncle Seward, and the good Macduff. Revenge is burning them, for their dear causes would to the bleeding and the grim alarm excite the mortified man.
Near Burnham Wood shall we well meet them. That way are they coming.
Who knows if Donalbain be with his brother?
For certain, sir, he is not. I have a file of all the gentry. There is Seward's son and many unrough youths that even now protest their first of manhood.
What does the tyrant?
Great Dunsinane, he strongly fortifies. Some say he's mad. Others that lesser hate him do call it valiant fury. But for certain, he cannot buckle his distempered cause within the belt of rule.
Now does he feel his secret murders sticking on his hands. Now, minutely revolts upbraid his faith breach. Those he commands move only in command, nothing in love. Now does he feel his title hang loose about him, like a giant's robe upon a dwarfish thief.
Who then shall blame his pestered senses to recoil and start when all that is within him does condemn itself for being there?
Well, march we on to give obedience where 'tis truly owed. Meet we the medicine of the sickly wheel, and with him pour we in our country's purge each drop of us.
Or so much as it needs to dew the sovereign flower and drown the weeds. Meet me our march towards Burnham.
Bring me no more reports. Let them fly all. Till Burnham Wood removed to Dunsinane, I cannot taint with fear. What's the boy Malcolm? Was he not born of woman? The spirits that know all mortal consequences have pronounced me thus. Fear not, Macbeth. No man that's born of woman shall e'er have power upon thee. Then fly, false thanes, and mingle with the English epicures. The mind I sway by and the heart I bear shall never sag with doubt nor shake with fear. The devil damn thee, Black, thou cream-faced loon. Where got'st thou that goose look?
There is 10,000...
Geese villain?
Soldiers, sir.
Go prick thy face and overread thy fear, thou lily-livered boy. What soldiers? Patch! Death of thy soul! Those linen cheeks of thine are counsellors to fear. What soldiers, Wayface?
The English force, so please you.
Take thy face hence! Satan! I am sick at heart when I behold... Satan, I say! This push will cheer me ever, or deceit me now. I have lived long enough. My way of life is fallen into the sear, the yellow leaf, and that which should accompany old age as honour, love, obedience, troops of friends, I must not look to have, but in their stead, curses, not loud but deep, mouth honour, breath, which the poor heart refrained an eye and dare not. Satan!
What's your gracious pleasure?
What news more?
All is confirmed, my lord, which was reported.
I'll fight till from my bones my flesh be hacked. Give me my armour.
'Tis not needed yet.
I'll put it on. Send out more horses. Scour the country round. Hang those that talk of fear. Give me mine armour. How does your patient, doctor?
Not so sick, my lord. She is troubled with thick coming fancies that keep her from her rest.
Cure her of that. Canst thou not minister to a mind diseased? Pluck from the memory a rooted sorrow, raise out the written troubles of the brain, and with some sweet, oblivious antidote, cleanse the stuffed bosom of that perilous stuff which weighs upon the heart.
Therein the patient must minister to himself.
Throw physic to the dogs, I'll none of it. Come, put mine armour on. Give me my staff. Seaton, send out. Doctor, the thanes fly from me. Come, sir, dispatch. If thou couldst, doctor, cast the water of my land, find her disease, and purge it to a sound and pristine health, I would applaud thee to the very echo that should applaud again. Pilt off, I say! What rhubarb, senna, or what purgative drug would scour these English hens? Hear'st thou of them?
Aye, my good lord. Your royal preparation makes us hear something.
Bring it after me. I will not be afraid of death and bane till Burnham Forest come to Dunsinane.
Were I from Dunsinane, away and clear, profit again should hardly draw me here.
Cousins, I hope the days are near at hand that chambers will be safe.
We doubt it nothing.
What wood is this before us?
The wood of Burnham.
Let every soldier hew him down a bough and bear it before him. Thereby shall we shadow the numbers of our host and make discovery earn a report of us.
It shall be done.
We learn no other, but the confident tyrant keeps still in Dunsinane and will endure our setting down before it.
'Tis his main hope. For where there is advantage to be given, both more and less have given him the revolt. And none serve with him but constrained things whose hearts are absent too.
Let our just censures attend the true event, and put we on industrious soldiership.
The time approaches that will with due decision make us know what we shall say we have and what we owe.
Aye.
Thoughts speculative, their unsure hopes relate, but certain issue strokes must arbitrate. Towards which, advance the war!
Hang out our banners on the outward walls! The cry is still, they come. Our castle's strength will laugh a siege to scorn. Here, let them lie, till famine and the ague eat them up. Were they not forced with those that should be ours, we might have met them dareful, beard to beard, and beat them backward home. What is that noise?
It is the cry of women, my good lord.
I have almost forgot the taste of fears. The time has been my senses would have cooled to hear a night shriek, and my fell of hair,
whereat a dismal treaties rouse and stir as life were in't. I have supped full with horrors. Direness familiar to my slaughterous thoughts cannot one start me. Wherefore was that cry?
The queen, my lord, is dead.
She should have died hereafter. There would have been a time for such a word. Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to day to the last syllable of recorded time. And all our yesterdays have lighted fools the way to dusty death. Out, out, brief candle. Life's but a walking shadow. A poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
Thou comest to use thy tongue, thy story quickly.
Gracious my lord, I should report that which I say I saw, but know not how to do it.
Well, say, sir.
As I did stand my watch upon the hill, I looked toward Burnham, and anon methought the wood began to move.
Liar and slave!
Let me endure your wrath, if be not so. Within this 3 mile may you see it coming. I say, a moving grove!
If thou speak'st false, upon the next tree shall thou hang alive till famine cling thee. If thy speech be sooth, I care not if thou dost for me as much. I pull in resolution and begin to doubt the equivocation of the fiend. That lies like truth, fear not till Burnham Wood do come to Dunsinane, and now a wood comes toward Dunsinane. Arm! Arm! And out! If this which he avouches does appear, there is nor flying hence nor tarrying here. I begin to be aweary of the sun and wish the estate of the world were now undone. Ring the alarum bell! Blow, wind, come, rack. At least we'll die with harness on our back.
Now near enough. Your leafy screens throw down and show like those you are. You, worthy uncle, shall with my cousin, your right noble son, lead our first battle. Worthy Macduff and we shall take upon what else remains to do according to our order.
Fare you well. Do we but find the tyrant's power tonight? Let us be beaten if we cannot fight.
Make all our trumpets speak. Give them all breath, those clamorous harbingers of blood and death.
They have tied me to a stake. I cannot fly. But, bear-like, I must fight the course. What's he that was not born of woman? Such a one am I to fear, or none.
What is thy name?
Thou'lt be afraid to hear it.
No, though thou call'st thyself a hotter name than any is in hell.
My name's Macbeth.
The devil himself could not pronounce a title more hateful to mine ear.
No, nor more fearful.
Thou liest, abhorred tyrant. With my sword, I'll prove the lie thou speak'st.
Thou wast born of woman, but swords I smile at, weapons laugh to scorn, brandished by man that's of a woman born.
That way the noises. Silent! Show thy face!
If thou be'st slain and with no stroke of mine, my wife and children's ghosts will haunt me still. I cannot strike at wretched cairns whose arms are hired to bear their staves. Either thou, Macbeth, or else my sword with an unbattered edge I sheath again, undeeded. There thou shouldst be by this great clatter. One of greatest note seems bruited. Let me find him, Fortune! And more I beg not!
This way, my lord! The castle's gently rendered. The tyrant's people on both sides do fight. The noble thanes do bravely in the war. The day almost itself professes yours, and little is to do.
We have met with foes that strike beside us.
Enter, sir, the castle.
Why should I play the Roman fool and die on my own sword, whilst I see lives the gashes do better upon them?
Turn, hellhound, turn!
Of all men else, I have avoided thee. But get thee back. My soul is too much charged with blood of thine already.
I have no words. My voice is in my sword. Thou bloodier villain than terms can give thee out!
Thou losest labor. As easy mayst thou the entrenchant air with thy keen sword impress as make me bleed. Let fall thy blade on vulnerable crests. I bear a charmed life, which must not yield to one of woman born.
Despair thy charm, and let the angel whom thou still hast served tell thee Macduff was from his mother's womb untimely ripped.
Accursed be that tongue that tells me so, for it hath cowed my better part of man. And be these juggling fiends no more believed that palter with us in a double sense, that keep the word of promise to our ear and break it to our hope. I'll not fight with thee.
Then yield thee, coward, and live to be the show and gaze of the time. We'll have thee as our rarer monsters are, painted upon a pole and underwrit. Here may you see the tyrant.
I will not yield to kiss the ground before young Malcolm's feet and to be baited with the rabble's curse. Though Burnham would be come to Dunsinane, and thou opposed, being of no woman born, yet I will try the last. Before my body, I throw my warlike shield. Leon Macduff, and damned be him that first cries, hold, enough!
I would the friends we miss were safe arrived.
Some must go off. And yet by these I see so great a day as this is cheaply bought.
Macduff is missing. And your noble son.
Your son, my lord, has paid a soldier's debt. He only lived but till he was a man. The which no sooner had his prowess confirmed in the unshrinking station where he fought, but like a man, he died.
Then he is dead?
Aye, and brought off the field. Your cause of sorrow must not be measured by his worth, for then it hath no end.
Had he his hurts before?
Aye, on the front.
Why then, God's soldier be he. Had I as many sons as I have hairs, I would not wish them to a fairer death. And so his knell is knolled.
He's worth more sorrow, and that I'll spend for him.
He's worth no more. They say he parted well and paid his score. And so, God be with him. Here comes newer comfort.
Hail, King, for so thou art. Behold, where stands the usurper's cursed head.
Yes!
The time is free. I see thee, compassed with thy kingdom's peril, that speak my salutation in their minds, whose voices I desire aloud with mine. Hail, King of Scotland!
Hail, King of Scotland!
We shall not spend a large expense of time before we reckon with your several loves and make us even with you. My thanes and kinsmen, henceforth be earls, the first that ever Scotland in such an honour named. What's more to do, which would be planted newly with the time, as calling home our exiled friends abroad that fled the snares of watchful tyranny, reducing forth the cruel ministers of this dead butcher and his fiend-like queen, who, as 'tis thought, by self and violent hands took off her life. This, and what needful else that calls upon us by the grace of grace, we will perform in measure, time, and place. So thanks to all at once, and to each one whom we invite to see us crowned at Scone.
In Macbeth by William Shakespeare, Macbeth was played by David Tennant, Lady Macbeth by Daniela Nardini, Banquo and Caithness, Stuart Macquarie, Macduff, Alec Newman, Lady Macduff and the Third Witch, Nana Agye Ampadu, Malcolm and the Third Murderer, Owen Whitelaw, Ross, Stuart Bowman, Lennox, John Hollingworth, Duncan, the Old Man and Second Murderer, Ron Donaghy, the Porter and Angus, Forbes Masson, the Captain, First Murderer and Seward, Fergal McElherron, the Doctor, Richard Wilson, First Witch and Gentlewoman, Genevieve Gaunt, the Second Witch, Aisha Antoine, Menteith, Seaton and Donald Bain, Joss Van Tyler, Young Seward, Ty Tennant, Young Macduff, Alexander Ryan, and Fleance, Toby Frutin. The music was by 0171 and the sound design by Joe Bedell. It was produced and directed by Clive Brill and was a Brill production for BBC Radio 4.